Hello. Good morning. Welcome. It's the 25th day of April in the 18th year of 2000. You know what that means?
What does it mean?
It's our buddy Manny's birthday.
Woohoo!
Yay! I was
don't
already
seem
born.
So excited about it.
Well, when you get to be my age, Lauren, it doesn't really matter anymore. And by the way, my son's birthday is the day before mine, so I did all my celebrating last night with a margarita.
There you go. That's one way to celebrate.
Yep, I had a margarita, and we were at Chewy's, and Roy got a new iPhone 10, so they have that emoji, talking emoji thing that you can do.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Animoji is what they call it.
The Animoji?
Yeah. It's the best.
Where is that? Wow, I made a lot of texts after you sent that to me. Mm. So look, hold on. Here, I'll play this for you guys.
Hello, Dean. This is Roberto the robot. Happy birthday, Dean.
Yeah, and so then the...
It's a robot.
Yeah, the robot's making faces.
This is Roberto the robot.
Roberto the robot.
Which, by the way, I try to pick a name that would not be a robot's name. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it was between Randy and Roberto.
So he thought that was hilarious at dinner. I was playing that for him, and he goes, I wonder what else they can do. I said, well, you could do a unicorn. He goes, oh, tell him to send a unicorn.
Oh,
so
I
then
love the unicorn.
Roy sent the unicorn.
The lips on the unicorn get me every time.
Oh, boy. Oh, no.
Yeah, I don't know, you know.
You know what? I think that you click it, and then you click it again.
Happy birthday.
Nope.
Oh, what do you think is going on there?
I don't know.
Time for a new phone, Manny.
Yeah.
Is it my phone, or is it...
Well, it worked when I sent it to you. You know what? You should just go ahead and upgrade and get the phone I got.
Yeah, I should.
Then you could send those back.
I don't know. It's not playing.
That's
maybe
so strange.
Maybe Apple knows that...
They were trying to do a bit. Hey, this is pretty much a commercial for Apple, and their stock's tanking, so, you know.
Look at the robot and the horse are going at the same time.
Oh, no. Yeah, happy birthday. I sing a whole little song for
him. Yeah, I wanted to play it for everyone because it was cute.
happy birthday. How old are you? Happy birthday. I'm a unicorn, hey!
And he thought that was hilarious, too. Uncle Roy was a big hit last night.
I try to be.
Yeah.
And I was in, by the way, a garage doing that, and there was, like, people staring at me.
Oh, like a parking garage?
Yeah, parking garage, yeah.
Well, if they knew you, they wouldn't think anything of it.
That's true.
So, well, we got $1,000 for you today with the KISS cash code. We got Confession Wednesday at $750, $1,000 at 8. So that's great. The back end of the show is loaded. Nothing really set for you in the front end of the show.
That's about how we roll.
Yeah.
Got nothing in the front, but a lot in the back. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
All right.
We got a Facebook message from someone who this is, and we're going to talk. We're actually going to talk about this later, too. Not even early. She got a trip for Christmas from her boyfriend, but they're not in a good way right now. But the trip's not until Memorial Day. So she wants a little advice. Okay. She might have to pull out a Roy's Unqualified Advice later on today.
Depends on where the trip's to. Yeah.
Disney.
Pass.
She's never been. Okay.
Okay.
So she's going to just get out of it? But does she?
I mean, if she thinks they're going to break up, I'm...
She's like, I just don't feel it anymore.
Well, we'll talk about it. I mean,
okay.
Yeah.
We'll get into the whole thing.
I'll give my expert opinion when it's asked.
We're going to tell you up next, though, what, according to a new study by Plenty of Fish, this dating site, there's a new study that says this is sexier than good looks, good dress, and good moving furniture.
Yes.
Okay, it's the top thing, the most sexiest thing that you could do when it comes to trying to find love. We'll get into it in just about 3 minutes. And go.
You gotta get up.
Welcome to the
Mania
Roy on the Red Morning Show.
Hey,
KISS
95.1,
who is
this? Hey! This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Mania Roy and Lauren. KISS 95.1.
Not just Charlotte's Morning Show. We were voted the best morning show from Elevate Magazine and most recently Charlotte Magazine. So thank you,
Charlotte Magazine.
Thank you to you guys who voted in that. I guess there's a lot of flooding yesterday. Did you guys see?
Yeah.
Like 77 around Berkshire was almost like Lake Norman.
I don't know. I got flash flood reports to my phone, though.
Yeah. Yeah, it was crazy yesterday.
Yeah, I was working out, and right there where my gym is, the whole road ended up being underwater.
Did you go for a swim?
No, but it was fun because there's a big, massive window at the gym, so I was able to watch the cards just fly through it. It was so cool, man.
The things that entertain us.
I know. And then, like, I saw a tractor trailer, and you, like, call, like, five guys, like, hey, go on, there's going to be a tractor trailer.
All right, so what could possibly be sexier when it comes to finding love than looks, the way you dress, maybe the way you kiss or move furniture, as we say on the show? What do you think that would be, Lorraine? What else could be at the top? This is according to Plenty of Fish.
Does it have to do with a profession?
Oh, good guess, but it doesn't. What if I told you it was good grammar?
Really?
Good grammar is the sexiest thing on a person. People are turned off by bad grammar more than anything else.
I would think that would be a turn off, but I don't think that you would notice if they had great. Do you know what I mean? Like, you would notice if they had terrible grammar, but if they had good grammar, you wouldn't ever notice that. Like, you would just assume that they should have that.
Right. You know, and I subscribe to this theory. There's been many times that my boyfriend Sterling is constantly correcting me, and I think maybe it annoys him sometimes.
Your bad grammar.
Like, and it's really just because of how I was born and raised. Like, I don't say I'm going to go cook something. I say I'm going to go fix something.
Mm-hmm.
And that really bothers him. He's like, can you stop saying that? You're not fixing anything.
Do you think you would be sexier to him if you said, I'm going to go cook something? No,
well, I think my overall sexiness, though, is, like, downgraded every time I get corrected.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
I mean, is there anything more sexy than Roy talking with bad grammar? Come on. They say Plenty of Fish study goes on to say, basically, if you're not putting effort into your words, you're kind of messing up the possibility of a relationship. Better first conversations lead to better first dates.
Mm.
It's just a cold, hard fact.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, you're going to have to keep your date occupied with some good quality conversation. You know, and
I could see where you'd be distracted if somebody kept saying something,
yeah.
You know, and you were like, oh, I really want to correct you, but it's our first date and you're going to think I'm a, you know what?
My friend's grandmother was ill in the hospital and he called me. He's like, my grandma's got the worst grammar. She hit on like four negatives. He said, hey, grandma, how are you doing? And she said, don't nobody come visit me in no hospital or nothing neither. Something to that effect.
Yeah,
that's fun.
Don't nobody come visit me
in
no hospital or nothing neither.
I love that.
Like nine negatives.
That's so funny.
Yeah, I think that's what Plenty of Fish is talking about. Like,
yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Don't say that on the first date, yeah. You know. I ain't going to wear no good shirt or nothing either on no date.
I feel the same way about cussing too much, by the way. That's, to me, that shows that you're ignorant.
Totally agree. And Nicole and I are the king cussers.
I know. Bring it down a notch, huh? There's kids around here.
I know. Well, I grew up in a house where my dad cussed all the time.
Yeah, me too.
Same.
My mom did too. You know, my older brothers. I'm allowed to say the F word. My older brother still to this day can't say it in front of my mom because I was in high school. He was doing his master's degree in college and living at home again. And I'd said the F word and my mom didn't get mad. And my oldest brother Rich said, you know, you're going to let him get away with that? And I go, I just say it nicer than you do. So that's still a running joke because Rich always says it's so mad. You know, like every time he says it, it's like he hit his hand with a hammer, you know?
That's funny.
What are you going to say?
Well, I mean, like I grew up in a household that did it too. I just do it to be funny. Or if I'm doing it too, if I hit myself or if I'm being upset.
That's the only time I hear Roy swear is like if we're off the air or something or like in the office and like something happens to his computer, I'll say the S word.
Yeah.
Then I know it's serious.
Or if I'm angry. You
same
know?
With you.
Yeah. Anger, I guess, would kick that in.
Surprise.
Yeah.
Yeah. But not like common. But, you know, I really don't ever hear you drop it in common dialogue either when I'm really thinking about it.
No, but I don't know. I do. I just
maybe you
like,
sent. Maybe you change when you're around us.
I think, like when you think about yourself, because I think I swear a lot. But if you don't think that I do, then maybe I don't.
Yeah.
You know what I mean. So maybe it's in your head that you think you do.
Well, we talked about it the other day. the first word I said was when I bashed my pinky toe in the in the shower. It was like, I'm like, great. The first word I said was the F word.
Mm-hmm. I would have said the same word.
Yeah, that was like, no hello, no good morning, no nothing. That was it.
Yeah.
Good for me. All right, up next, we're going to tell you what Florida police did at a funeral home. It's actually kind of crazy. It took place in Largo. Isn't that where Trump keeps his place?
Mar-a-Largo?
There's Mar-a-Largo.
This is just Largo.
Key Largo. Largo,
Florida. Okay, that's right. That's in the Kokomo song. Well, good. I'm glad to see that Florida back in the news again.
Yeah.
All right, we'll get into that coming up here in just a little bit. You got to hear the story.
The Manny 5.1.
I've been on a big documentary kick lately.
I know. A lot of, like, everything that you talk about that you've watched on Netflix or on DVR has been documentaries lately.
HBO, and HBO's been killing it. I'm a big fan of a guy named Gary Shandling, who is a comedian who passed away a couple years ago. Brilliant, brilliant comedian, like, kind of in the Carson Letterman era.
Yeah.
And now there's a new documentary everybody was telling me to get into called Andre, about Andre the Giant, the wrestler.
Okay.
And it's crazy because when you see pictures of him when he was younger, he was real lean.
Yeah.
Like tall for his age, but like real lean. And then he had a disease where he just kept growing.
Hmm.
You know, even up until his death, he was still growing. But the documentary is really cool because there's actually a North Carolina angle to it.
Oh.
He grew up in France. And when wrestling was big here in Charlotte, I think Jim Cornette ran the wrestling down here. So wrestling before the WWF took over back in the day was very regional. So like Memphis had one, the Carolinas had one up north, you know, Minnesota. So he was down here and he fell in love with a town called Ellerbe, which is in Richmond County.
Hmm.
Two or three counties over from us.
Richmond County is where they filmed Live PD. Isn't that right?
Yeah.
Richmond County, that's South Carolina.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is in North Carolina.
Okay.
Richmond County. And so anyway, it reminded him, this farmhouse, he found a farmhouse there that reminded him of his hometown in France.
Mm-hmm.
With like the vineyards and the hills and the beautiful, it was beautiful. So he lived there for a while. And then his dad fell ill, so he went to see his dad in Paris, and then he died a couple days later after he flew home, so he never made it back. But his ashes were actually spread at this farmhouse in Ellerbe, North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool.
It was cool.
A population of only 1,000.
That's in 2010. He died in 1993, so it was smaller when he was there.
What did he die from? Because didn't you tell me he drank like 9 bottles of wine a day?
According to this documentary, he drank and drank and drank. Remember, he was in The Princess Bride.
Uh-huh.
And the director of The Princess Bride and Billy Crystal were part of this documentary. And they said, like, the minute he would wake up, he would start drinking. And it actually was, he was in so much pain because of his body was so big, his body was failing him. He was in so much pain that he would drink to kind of take the pain away, the actual physical pain. So the director said, you know, you have this big giant, and he was a great actor, great with his lines, but he couldn't do anything physical.
Yeah.
So when the princess falls, they wanted to, like, drop her to him, but they had to lower her slowly so that he wouldn't yell with pain.
Yeah. I mean, he was 7'4", 525 pounds.
Yeah. Wow.
Yep. But he was, Loren, he died of whatever
that caused him to grow.
Yeah. I think he had heart failure, actually.
Well, probably when you get that big,
mm-hmm.
your heart has a hard time keeping up with everything.
Andre left his estate to his only daughter, Robin. Well, I'll give you one other cool thing before we get into the dirty. Because there's so much, like, Ric Flair's in this, Hulk Hogan's in this.
Mm-hmm. That's what I was just looking at, a comparison between Andre the Giant and Hulk Hogan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Hulk Hogan says in this thing that Andre was the king of kings in the wrestling world.
Yeah.
Everything had to run through Andre. Andre hated, according to this documentary, and Hulk Hogan hated the Macho Man Randy Savage.
Really?
Hated him. And Hulk said when they used to wrestle, he would see that Andre would really hit him. These wrestlers, it's all staged. So sometimes the hits don't look real. You know, the hits don't look real.
Yeah.
But he said Andre would chop Savage. So there's one story where he comes in and Hulk does the Randy Savage impression. He's like, hey, Andre, what you got planned for tonight's match? He goes, no baby oil. Get out.
Wow. Okay.
So Savage shows up in the ring with all this baby oil. And Hulk says he just killed, pulled his hair, bashing his head, beating him, twisting his ankle.
Interesting.
So, yeah. Yeah. He used to just sit there backstage, play cards and drink. Andre the Giant. Interesting story. And so shout out to, you know, Richmond County and Ellerbe, North Carolina, which isn't that far from us.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette, sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
So people are a little concerned about Kanye West. Now, he is back on Twitter. And when he came back on Twitter, I mean, he must have sent out, 25 tweets in a very small amount of time.
Is he the president?
Well, and then this week he professed his love for Donald Trump and then fired Scooter Braun, who he had brought on to share some responsibilities with another manager. But people are saying he's such a control freak. Now he's trying to take control again. He's been telling people Yeezy is the new Apple. There's just a lot of very familiar instances that he's having now that he had right before his 2016 breakdown.
When he went and did a concert at Sacramento for 25 minutes and left.
Yeah. So people are definitely concerned about that in his inner circle right now. You know, this is really sad. And we talked about this last week when Avicii passed away. But there's a documentary.
Ooh, I'll have to watch it.
Yeah, you will. It's an eerie documentary, though, because it's Avicii, the true story. And it came out in October. But he says in the documentary, you know, he tried to retire in 2016 and people were pushing him to go back and do his gigs. And he said, if I keep doing this, I'm going to die. Ooh. He says that in the documentary, like he felt that there was such he had such anxiety about performing that he knew he needed to get away from the lifestyle. But people were just pressuring him to go back in. It's really sad. He was also suffering from, I always say this wrong, pancreatitis.
Mm-hmm.
That's painful.
Yes, and he had his appendix and his gallbladder removed in 2014.
Yeah, he needs to sit. Yeah, he needed to sit out. That's tough. Mm-hmm.
And people are, of course, freaking out because Meek Mill is a free man. His first stop was to the Phillies game to sit courtside.
The Sixers game.
In Philly.
He got out of jail and went right to the game.
Yeah. How does that work? You think there was somebody working that behind the scenes?
The owner of the Sixers and all the Sixers players are big free Meek Mill fans.
Okay.
So we can all take our bumper stickers off our cars now. Meek Mill.
Free
Meek Mill.
That's true. Mm-hmm.
I wrote that on the back of producer Nicole's car today.
You did.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, I know we don't have much time, but I was like the old man watching CNN trying to learn why he was in jail in the beginning. Like, they had to break it down on CNN, and I was trying to learn.
Yeah, it was weird. Weird circumstances.
A very controversial imprisonment as well. Okay, so coming up in the 7:30 Dirty, Katy Perry is giving us an update on her relationship status, and I think we're all going to be real excited.
All right. And we will get to this story, why police allegedly crashed a funeral home of a slain man during the funeral. Crazy story. We'll do that coming up in just about 10 minutes.
Hey. This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Lorraine. Kiss 95.1.
One, two, three, go. Yes, it is the MRL Morning Show. Thank you guys so much for hanging with us. War of the Roses coming up in less than 10 minutes.
Thank you for making us the number one morning show. Thanks to we saw that award in Charlotte Magazine.
Yes.
So thank you guys so much for that. That means the world to us that our fans and radio family came together and voted for us.
Also, great ratings. Couldn't do it without you guys. Thank you guys so much. Really, we really do appreciate the two-way conversation that we have on a regular basis with you. So Largo, Florida police detectives entered a funeral home during a memorial and attempted to unlock the phone of the man who was dead. They needed his fingerprint, his thumbprint, to unlock his Apple iPhone so that they could get potential evidence off of it.
So they stopped this funeral service?
The fiance told the newspaper that she felt so disrespected and violated after the cops entered the funeral home. And they attempted to use his corpse. While the police may not have been violating the law by doing so, the family certainly felt like it was very disrespectful.
Do you not need a warrant for somebody who has passed?
To get their fingerprint?
I don't know.
Ask more questions as he's reading it. As he's trying to figure out the story, let's drill him.
Yeah. I don't have the detective on the phone either, so your questions might go unanswered for now.
I would be if somebody rolled into my family member's funeral service.
This is why I'm bringing this to the conversation this morning, Loren. This for reaction like that.
But did this not escalate?
Let's see. This is the second day, the second viewing, right? Uh-huh. So the first day, everything went fine. The second day, the detectives tried to unlock the phone by holding the body's hands up to the phone's fingerprint sensor. A lieutenant from the police department said it was an unsuccessful attempt to access and preserve data on the phone to aid in the investigation into another man's death and his death as well, and drugs and blah, 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 blah.
Well, my loved one was murdered.
No, even then, like, people are grieving at that point. Like, you're opening a fresh wound, basically. Like, you could do that after the funeral procession is finished.
Here you go. While detectives said that they felt bad that they had to do it, there is no expectation of privacy after death when it comes to an unsolved case.
Hmm. Really?
Mm-hmm. This is an opinion that several legal experts agree with. He added, as far as he was aware, this was the first time the department had attempted to unlock the phone in this manner. So,
did it work?
No, did not work.
Yeah, I always thought it kind of went by heat, you know, on the phones.
Fingerprint
on heat.
You heat up the thumb.
Ew.
That's gross.
Johnson, you got to heat up his thumb. You do it.
I don't judge it. It moved.
There's a hilarious episode of the TV show Curb Your Enthusiasm where Larry David lends this guy at his golf course. Loren, he lends him his golf club.
Uh-huh.
And the guy loves the golf club. So Larry's like, hey, can I get my club back? And the guy's like, I'll give it back to you, Larry. I'm just hitting it really well. I want to buy one. That guy passes away. And his wife, when they go to the viewing, Larry goes up there and he sees that his wife has buried his favorite golf club. She goes, Larry, thank you for giving him that golf club. He loved it. He cherished it. Larry's like, I need that club back. I want that back. But it was in his coffin.
That's pretty funny.
Well, Roy, didn't you say that when your grandma passed away, didn't you guys throw stuff in the coffin?
Yeah.
I never did that at any of my family. We never did that. What'd you put in?
Gosh, I was little. I can't even remember anymore. But yeah.
What about the grandma just passed away not too long ago? Or was that just a way to get out of work? I mean, Loren, do you not remember?
Yeah.
Grandma recently passed away, like within the last year?
Yeah, no, but there was nothing that went in that casket. The other grandmother. I've lost all my grandmothers. Both grandmothers.
Yeah, okay. So,
yeah.
We buried my mom's mom with her like favorite pajamas. Like she had things with the remote control. Like she had things that she always needed.
You kept the TV, but she buried the remote control.
Yeah.
That's
some
sucks.
Crap.
Yeah.
She's going to be down there.
Where's the remote?
Just look up. Yep.
Mama, can you put on Lifetime?
That's ironic.
So now every time the channel changes, you're like, that's grandma.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
She's changing the channel.
Wouldn't that suck if somebody robbed your house and just took the remote? No, would just drive past and change the
remote.
Just drive past and change the channel on you. What? The Panthers are about to score. What's going on?
Still to come.
Got that War of the Roses. Got to test a relationship. Hillary thinks that maybe her girlfriend Julie is cheating on her with an ex that lives out of state. But see, Julie went to see her a couple times and she just wants to make sure that there's nothing strange going on, right, Roy?
Yes.
So we'll test another relationship with the brand new War of the Roses coming up in under 10 minutes.
Find what makes you feel beautiful.
The Cam Newton Foundation presents the 4th annual Kicking It with Cam Celebrity Kickball Tournament. Get your office, get your crew, get your team together. A lot of the Panther players come out there. Cam's a lot of fun out there. It's an awesome event. It's happening Friday, June 1st. To register your team, head over to cam1newton.com for details. And by the way, the money raised, it benefits the youth right here in our town. So there you go with that. Okay, War of the Roses. Hillary wants to find out if Julie's cheating in 3 minutes. $1,000 in the KISS cash code comes your way in 1 hour from now at 8 a.m.
I just read that message from Brandon on our Facebook Live.
Yeah, not everybody's a fan, and that's okay. But we are on Facebook Live on Kiss 95.1's Facebook page, and we invite everybody to show up here, and you can watch us behind the scenes.
Oh, right. I can't find his comment.
Oh, it's good. He pretty much said this is the reason why we suck.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah, he got you to listen. Like we said, everybody's not a fan, but a lot of people that show up on the Facebook chat are fans, and that's fine. A lot of people watch us on Facebook and don't listen to us on the radio, which is crazy to me.
Yeah.
Yeah, which I don't like that. The whole point was to, when you wake up in the morning, you could watch us. And then when you get in your car to go to work or school or whatever you're doing, you then turn the radio on. That's the whole goal behind it.
Switch over. Yep.
Yeah. Okay. So we found a couple tips if you're going on first dates.
Uh-huh.
And Women's Magazine put this out. But it's a couple things that you can do to calm your nerves. Because going on a first date is really, people get high strung over that.
Have a couple of drinks.
No.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I heard that's a bad thing.
Okay.
And by the way, if anybody ever showed up drunk to your first date, or maybe you got drunk on the first date, give us a shout real quick, 704-570-9595. We'll get the phones going, as they say in the business this morning. If you got drunk or the person that you were going on a date with got drunk and then showed up, how does that work?
Yeah. Probably doesn't end well. So here are some options instead of having the drinks.
Good.
You can do these instead. Okay. They say to realize why you're freaking out. Is it over social anxiety? Is it meeting a new person? And then once you're in touch with kind of what makes you nervous about the whole situation, then you can address that earlier. So if maybe I'm nervous because if this doesn't go well, how do I get out of it? Then you can make an escape plan.
Gotcha.
You know?
Yep.
Plan the date to be relatively short. If dating in general makes you anxious, don't plan this long dinner date. Maybe meet for coffee instead.
You know where I took Amanda on our first date and I didn't even think about it. I didn't even think about it.
You took her to the melting pot.
Yep. And I didn't think about it as a long, like being there for a long time. I just thought the whole thing was cool.
Mm-hmm.
But that's a really intimate place. Like you guys share the same dip.
Yeah.
You know, I.
Yeah. They also say to pick a place that you know that you're comfortable with. So don't try a new place when you're going on a first date. Everything is already new to begin with because you're with a new person. Don't add one more thing.
And there's nothing more complicated than the melting pot because the waiter comes over and they have to explain, like, you use this and don't put this in this dip. It was like a complicated thing.
And no offense, like, I love the whole experience of the melting pot, but everything tastes the same because you're all cooking it together. So if I don't like shrimp and you want to cook your shrimp in the bowl, now we have a problem.
Right. And yeah, I've never been
to that place.
Oh, you never been to the melting pot?
Never.
Oh, no. We should go.
Sterling, take him to the melting pot.
Yeah, I've never been to that.
Don't talk about it with too many people. The more you talk about it, the more nervous you'll be about it. And
but you have to, Loren.
But isn't it exciting to share that you have a date coming up? Like, I'd want my best bud to know.
Sure, yeah. Your best bud, but don't share it with too many people. Oh. Like, don't tell every person you know that you're going on a first date.
Because then after the date, there's going to be 40 people be like, well, how'd the date go? Mm-hmm. You're like, oh, awful. Yeah.
If someone showed up on a first date and you had a little too much to drink, how often does it happen? How common is that? 704-570-9595. Because Loren's giving you all the things that you should do besides drink to calm your nerves on a first date. But I can imagine that people show up or maybe even get really drunk on the first date.
Oh, 100%.
Like, you got to be careful.
I didn't get really drunk, but so, like, I guess technically my first encounter, my first date would be, like, at a bar. Let's go do drinks. Let's just feel things out, you know, and then from there, if we want to do a sit-down dinner, you know, because I agree with you, don't do anything the first date shouldn't be a long, drawn-out dinner. I hate that
idea. Just see if you're feeling each other.
Right. So I was like, hey, let's go get some drinks.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well.
So, like, mine all kind of. You
know. And y'all know the story about when I met my husband.
You
were
already.
You had too many drinks.
Yeah. That was a train wreck for, like, the first month of our relationship.
You already had too much to drink when you met him, weren't you?
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't that right?
Yeah.
You just turned.
You've been drinking all day.
Yeah, it was my 21st birthday. So, you know how that happens.
Yeah.
So, I mean, thank God he's a good guy, and he just wanted to see where this train wreck went, but.
As he's holding your hair back, he's like, there's just something about
her. There's something about that sparkle in her eyes.
Yeah.
They also say you can make a playlist, by the way, to pump yourself up before your first date.
Oh, okay. Like a little mixtape.
Yeah.
That is a great idea.
Yeah.
I do have music for certain things that I'm going to do. Like, if I'm going out to dinner, Amanda and I listen to, like, 2000s. Like hip hop playlist,
mm-hmm.
If it's just me and I'm doing something, I'll maybe throw on an 80s playlist.
Oh, please. You're smooth jazz all the way.
I'll do smooth jazz.
Just the Weather Channel music.
Yep. In fact, I was on hold with someone yesterday, and I was like, this is a pretty good song. I'll have to
find out who this is. Yeah. I wasn't done.
Let's bring in Anonymous from Rock Hill. Anonymous, you're on the MRL Morning Show. So tell us about the time that the guy got too intoxicated on the date.
So it was actually a second date, so I wasn't too worried. I was like, okay, the first date went really well. This will be good. And we met uptown at the movie studio grill, the one where they feed you and you watch the movie. And I was really excited about it because we were going to go watch Wonder Woman.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, I hadn't seen it yet. And so we get there and we order our food and the food comes before the appetizer and he's all upset about it. And I'm like, well, it's not that big of a deal. So he goes down to the front to, like, demand that we get our free appetizer because it came late. And he was gone for probably 30 minutes and I was getting concerned. And when he came back up, he changed completely. He was loud. He was yelling in the movie. He was, like, trying to, like, kiss me while I had a mouthful of salad.
You know, it was,
and so because I wasn't wanting to kiss him or talk to him, he starts literally making out with my shoulder.
Ew.
And so I go off to the restroom, and I call my best friend. I'm like, what do I do? And she was like, you need to just come here. Come to me. Run away.
Yeah,
so
just
I
ghost.
Left. I went back up, and he was asleep in the theater.
What?
See, he'd never miss you.
Thanks, Anonymous.
Wow.
Whoops.
Let's bring in Kate from Cornelius. Welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
Hi, how are you?
We're doing really well, so tell us about the date.
So my husband and I, yes, we're now married. Our first date, we went to a football game. So we did tailgate, and so we were drinking, but we didn't get drunk at all, and so the football game kind of eased tension so we could kind of talk about that instead of, like, you know, little things in between.
Sure.
So we've been together for 8 years now, so it kind of worked out, I guess.
Wow.
That's good.
Like Loren and Dallas.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, but they weren't intoxicated.
No, I know, but it worked out.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's not the norm, though.
Yeah, not the norm. No. We had a good buzz going, but it was a good time.
Good. Thanks, Kate.
I mean, it worked for Kate and Loren.
Yeah, that's true.
Coming up next with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show.
See me at my worst.
Yes, you know? See me at my worst. It's only going to get better.
It gets better from here.
So are we still on baby name watch
for
the royal family?
We are still on baby name watch. We'll keep you updated as soon as something breaks. But I also have some Katy Perry information to give you, and I think everyone will be really excited about this. She's back, and I'll tell you what that means.
Okay. American Idol, I think.
I'll tell you what that means right after the break.
Manny, Roy, and Lorette.
Car. Experience Hendrick. Shop HendrickCars.com today.
Anybody going to take me for a birthday gift today?
Do you want to go to Diamonds Direct, buddy?
Ooh, good call. You know, they got a watch store over there, too, connected to Diamonds Direct.
Yeah, my gift will be the ride to Diamonds Direct for you.
in the Stormtrooper Jeep?
Yes.
Okay.
But the thing is that when you go there, they have unbeatable prices. They literally have something for every budget, and they have a nationwide price guarantee, so you know that you are getting the best diamond no matter where.
You walk in. It's a huge place, you guys. And I don't care if you're listening to us up in Boone right now, or maybe you're in Fort Mill. You got to take the trip to Diamonds Direct because their selection is enormous. It really is.
And maybe if buying a diamond makes you, like, feel anxious, don't worry. They'll give you everything you need to know. The knowledge to buy a diamond happens at Diamonds Direct.
Plus, they get you a beverage so you can relax.
That's true.
Have a good time.
Lifetime warranty.
Yeah.
Everything. Yeah, you got to go. You know it's a big deal when people from my hometown, Roanoke, Virginia, travel to Charlotte to go to Diamonds Direct.
Sure, man. Absolutely.
So please go see our friends. Buddy, we'll take you over there.
Thanks, dude.
Diamonds Direct. They're on Sharon Road across from the South Park Mall.
What's on your mind, kid? Make it fast.
I'd like to work here at Jimmy.
And hit the ground running. Account temps, a Robert Half company.
My wife is in New York. It's Manny, by the way. For those of you that might not know our voices, maybe just join the show. And it's 7:20 and still no happy birthday message from her. What do you think?
You can't even use the time zone as an excuse yet.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Did I do something last night? Now I got to start thinking of my Rolodex. We did talk.
Where did I go wrong?
Right before we went to sleep. I think I'm going to go now, she said. I said, okay, I love you. I'll talk to you tomorrow. And that was it.
Well,
that seems okay to me.
Maybe she's sleeping. She's busy.
Yeah. All right. Well, it's back better than ever. Alive After 5 is at the Epicenter, and it's going to be alive and Alive After 5 like you've never seen before. This week's bands are Hot Sauce and the Late Night Special.
Fantastic.
Thank you.
Also, make sure you join Cameron at Kiss 95.1 for Bike to Work Breakfast to kick off the Bike Charlotte this Friday, April 27th from 7:30 to 9 at the Charlotte Mac Government Center. That's off of East 4th Street. There's free breakfast provided by the Community Culinary School of Charlotte and Dunkin' Donuts.
Beautiful. Yes, love that, Roy. I want you to bike in on Friday.
Okay.
You live closest.
Well, there's bikes everywhere throughout the city. I told
Amanda I want to put a – I live out in Waxhaw. I want to put a bike in the back of my truck and, like, park it somewhere and then bike to work. I'll bike right into the elevator and right in here. I'll do it on Friday since it's bike
to
work day.
Yeah, just you do that, bud.
Why are you looking at me like that,
Lauren?
You're
just going to bike from the parking deck?
No. I'll park in like Dilworth or something.
Oh, okay.
Take a nice ride through those nice neighborhoods back there.
All right, let's get back to the music.
I'm going to surprise you.
Okay.
All right, Dirty on the 30 in 3 minutes.
Charlotte's number one on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
Everyone's freaking out because we're pretty sure Katy Perry just confirmed her relationship with Orlando Bloom.
Oh, it's back on.
Yeah,
oh, really?
It's back on. So during an American Idol interview, all of the judges were asked if they would ever date a contestant. And, you know, Luke spoke up and was like, oh, Katy would do that. She could totally do that.
Yeah, wasn't there a weird episode with one of the contestants that didn't want to be kissed by Katy?
Yeah,
and then there was this one guy that she thought was really attractive. Uh-huh. And so she went on this whole spiel.
Okay.
Pretending that she was like some fangirl.
Yeah. But then she spoke up and said, no, I'm already spoken for. So people are saying, ooh. Well, you're spoken for, and she confirmed again. Yeah, girl, of course I am.
And so they just assume it's Orlando?
Because
that was the last...
And I saw it, and I'm thinking to myself, like, maybe she's saying, like, I'm speaking for myself. But I get where everybody's excited.
Yeah, sure.
Orlando.
We've seen everything.
Yeah.
And there's a clear-cut reason
Orlando.
Why she's going back to Orlando.
Yeah. So, speaking of nakedness... Kim Kardashian, she is bearing it all once again, but this time for the bottle of her newest fragrance. She took a sculpture of her actual body, and that is the bottle.
Huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
But she posted all of her social media her body being casted, and it's pretty intense. Yeah, it's revealing. I don't even know if we should retweet it, but I'm sure you could find it.
I think her booty would make a good hand, you know, handle you put.
I think that like they did that to me, I'd be a growler or something like
a barrel.
You know? Yeah. From one Kardashian to the other.
I look like a Foster's can. You know, Foster's, that big Australian beer.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yesterday we told you Kourtney Kardashian was going before Congress in Washington, D.C. Now she's working with Environmental Working Group to help update the 80-year-old FDA laws on personal care items. But this is a little clip of her in front of Congress yesterday.
You know, my sister's products have been tested with EWG. And they scored well, but I think it would be nice if there were laws to regulate so that the people running these businesses and these companies can have some like standards.
You know, Courtney's gone like all organic in her life, and she's like really self-aware of what she's putting in her body and everything else, and she's trying to, I guess, expand that horizon to other people now.
I like that she didn't change her tone. You know, she didn't become more professional or anything when she was there. She's like, hello, senators. You guys have to realize,
And you know they were filming for Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
Yeah,
at the time,
of course.
So,
yeah. Well, good for her going in front of Congress.
Yeah.
Last week it was Mark Zuckerberg. This week it's the Kardashians.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows who will be up next? It's like a game show.
And there's a new documentary. There's phones ringing in the studio. There's a new documentary that is going to tell the controversial behind-the-scenes story of the boy band creator Lou Pearlman. Now, he's the guy that put together the Backstreet Boys and NSYNC. And Lance Bass from NSYNC is the one that is producing this. He's telling the dark side of the boy band story. And you'll be able to find it on YouTube Red when it's ready.
I'm pretty sure Lou Pearlman was a Backstreet Boy guy, too.
Yeah, I said that. Backstreet Boys and NSYNC.
Yep.
All right, let's put Can't Be the Rent, 704-570-9595. Call now. Take her down.
Hey. And sponsored by Dunkin' Donuts on Kiss 95.1.
Krista and Monroe, welcome to the Manny, Roy, and Lauren Morning Show.
Hi, guys.
Hey, you're playing Can't Beat Lauren today, Krista.
Nervous.
Have you ever played before?
I have not.
Don't be nervous.
Yeah. We'll be fine.
Five pop culture questions. If you get more right than Loren, we're going to hook you up with a $100 gift card thanks to Dunkin' Donuts. Dunkin', by the way, dropped off some sandwiches yesterday, so thank you to those guys for that. And go stop by Dunkin' Donuts to score a go-to for $2.
And Chris said, don't think about all the people listening.
Oh.
I'm just kidding. All right, let's play.
You're so dirty. Okay. All right, get out of the studio, Loren.
I'm going.
Loren is leaving the studio. We are on Facebook Live, so you actually will be able to see she's out of the studio.
Question number one. Krista playing for everyone in Monroe. William and Kate welcomed a new addition to their family on Monday. Is that new addition a boy or a girl?
The boy.
Question two. This highly anticipated Marvel film hits theaters on Friday. Robert Downey Jr. Plays what character in that movie?
Iron Man.
Question three, Kim Kardashian has shared her most explicit photo yet to Instagram while promoting her newest fragrance coming soon. Kim has her fragrance line, but which sister has a makeup line?
Kylie.
Question four, George H.W. Bush is in the hospital just days after the funeral of his wife of 74 years. What is the name of the former first lady who passed away?
Barbara.
Question five, Sarah Jessica Parker claims there is no catfight between her and Kim Cattrall. What iconic series did they star in together?
Sex and the City.
All right, come on in. Here comes Loren.
How did Krista do?
She got them all correct, so we're not going to tell you if you got it right or wrong until the very end.
Good for you. All right, good job, Krista. Here we go. Sit back and let's see how Loren does. Question one, William and Kate welcome the new addition to their family on Monday. Is that new addition a boy or a girl?
A boy.
This highly anticipated Marvel film hits theaters on Friday. Robert Downey Jr. Plays in the Avengers film. What character?
Iron Man.
Question three, Kim K. has shared her most explicit photo yet to Instagram while promoting her newest fragrance, which is coming soon. Kim has her fragrance line. Which sister has her own makeup line?
Kylie Jenner does.
George H.W. Bush is in the hospital just days after the funeral of his wife of 74 years. What is the name of the former first lady who recently passed away?
Barbara Bush.
Question five, Sarah Jessica Parker claims there is no catfight between her and Kim Cattrall. What iconic series did they star in together?
Sex and the City.
For the tie, maybe?
Yes, it is a tie.
Krista, good job, though. You got them all right.
Well, thank you.
Not quite a win, though, so you know what I want to hear.
My name is Krista, and I can't beat Loren, but I can sure tie her.
You can. Thanks for playing, Krista.
Thanks.
And they stay there. Good job. Good job. Ooh, she's gone. Out like that.
Still to come.
Here we get to Confession Wednesday. Such a cool moment on the show when we get to allow our radio family members to let go of some of the things they've been holding on to in a judgment-free zone.
704-570-9595. Get your confession on. It could be funny. Could be serious. Could be something that only one other person knows. Could be something that no one knows.
Give us a phone call, 704-570-9595, Confession Wednesday, and the Kiss Cash Code. It's all coming up here in about 5 minutes.
You got to get up. Or visit FortMillFord.com, where every truck deserves a happy owner. See dealer for details.
Got to be careful who you hire to do work at your house. For one, you don't want suspicious characters in your house. Loren told a story a long time ago, and I'll never forget it. Your friend had some shady characters come do some work in her kitchen, I think, and they were so creepy, she threw them out.
Yeah, she had to have her husband come home to get them out of there.
How strange is that? And that's why when it comes to getting your carpets done, you got to be careful because there's so many carpet companies out there, and a lot of them turn and burn. They do carpet cleaning this day, and tomorrow they're going to do mulch. The next day they're going to, you know, put a roof on someone's house.
Yeah.
Use the experts.
Yeah. We trust Zero Res, and we know that you'll feel safe with them too. They use empowered water, which is safe for your kids and pets. And we trust them so much, I literally let them in the front door to do their thing, and I take cash on a walk, and I come back when they're done.
Zero Res has a great spring cleaning special. Take advantage of this and get rid of all that pollen that you've been tracking into your house. Three rooms, Zero Res cleaned with their empowered water, which is safe for everyone, starting at just $119.
Give them a call today for details, 704-509-4488. It's spelled the same backwards and forwards, so you can't forget.
Zero Res.
Let's talk about...
Let's go. So won't you ride with me, ride with me.
confession to make.
Go on.
It's Confession Wednesday on the Manny, Roy, and Laurent Show. Kiss 95.1.
10 minutes away from giving you $1,000, and you don't even have to work for it. All you got to do is listen for the code word we give you. Text that code word in and sit back and wait for the call. It's a beautiful thing. It's called the Kiss Cash Code. We do it at 8 a.m., 11, 1, 4, and 6.
Perfect. We'll stick around for that. But we've got to get down to Confession Wednesday. It's time to open up in a judgment-free zone and tell us about that secret you've been holding on to. First up is Anonymous from Shelby. You are on the Confession Wednesday with the Manny, Roy, and the Ray Morning Show.
Hi. My confession is some days I wish my husband would just leave.
Like just get out of the house or?
Like if he, some days if he would just, if he packed his stuff up and left, I wouldn't care.
But do you think you would miss him afterwards or you're just hoping maybe that day will come?
Well, I would probably miss him afterwards. I mean, we've been married for 13 years, but some days you're like, you know what? If you would just leave, it would be so much easier.
Yeah.
I'd like some alone time, please.
Yeah, you need like a vacation from the husband.
Yeah.
My wife travels a lot. And in fact, my wife is in New York now. So when she travels, Anonymous, I have to bring my son Dean to the nanny because I get up so early. So he stays the night at the nanny's house. So I have the house to myself. And you have no idea how jealous my wife is that I get to be in the home without anybody.
Yeah.
We're talking, but she travels. It could be 30 days a year where I'm in the house by myself with no one.
Sure.
Do you know what I did this morning? I took a bath. At 4 a.m.
Look
at
you.
Because nobody else was up in my house. And I was like, you know what? I've wanted to take a bath for like a month. And this is the one time I'm going to have to myself. I don't care if it's 4 a.m.
Was it relaxing?
So relaxing.
Oh, good for you. Thanks, Anonymous.
This is Anonymous in Hickory. You're on the MRL Morning Show with Confession Wednesday.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
So my confession is I literally cannot stand any individual that I work with. Nada. No one.
How big's your office?
It's pretty big. There's like 100 people.
And how long have you worked at this place?
A little over a year.
Yeah.
And what is it about your coworkers that rubs you the wrong way?
Everyone, they're just so childish about everything. Nothing can be handled in, you know, the proper manner. Management, there's nothing really there.
Oh, my God, you work here.
No.
Who is this?
No. Huh. No, I don't.
I know, but it sounds like problems that we all have.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Why not leave? Yeah. Like, if you can't stand anyone, is it a job that you can't do anywhere else?
Pretty much, yeah.
Well, how long are you, I mean, what's your end game then if you don't like people there?
I'm looking for one now, so it's in the work.
Okay.
She's like, get them all
Anonymous,
fired.
Thank you.
That's my end game.
That's my game.
Here's another Anonymous. Go ahead. What's your confession?
I'm a sophomore in college, and my sister's in high school. And I bought my sister and her friends some alcohol for their prom. And unfortunately, the party got broken up by the cops. And my sister wound up like taking the fall and taking the blame for everything. And she didn't rat me out, but it was me.
Wow.
Yeah. So, I mean, we're talking what, 17, 18 year olds.
Mm-hmm.
What's that law contributing to the delinquency
of a minor?
Yeah.
Okay, what are you more nervous of, your parents finding out or, like, the cops getting involved?
Our parents. Parents would murder me if they found out.
Hmm. So where did she say she got it from?
She just said one of her friends was able. I think she said one of her friends had a fake ID. But, yeah, she didn't rat me out. I feel so bad. Like, I'm appreciative, but I feel so bad.
What was her punishment? Like, what did your parents do when they found out that she was drinking underage?
They took her car away, so for like a month, so no Beamer for a good month or so.
Yeah. Where'd they party? At a hotel, your place, field? What'd they do?
They were at one of her girlfriend's house. Mm-hmm. Houses, yeah.
Where'd you guys go after prom, by the way? Roy and Loren.
We got hotels.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whoa.
I went
really?
To my friend's beach house in the Hamptons. It was awesome.
I went to the... I don't want to tell you guys, man. It's not cool.
Tell us.
I just went to, like, the cool, the school-sponsored after-prom party with the inflatables.
Yeah, okay, what'd you do after that?
I went home.
Anonymous, isn't that funny? Come on, that's a laugh for you.
I didn't know the people do that.
Oh, man. Yeah, it's a thing. All right, Anonymous. So are you nervous that your sister's going to tell on you at some point? Have you discussed with her about it?
I think you should just drive her around for the next month.
Oh, for sure. I go to school, like, away from home, so I can't. Otherwise, I totally would, like, be her chauffeur. But, no, I don't think – we have a really close relationship, and I don't think she's gonna tell on me. But I almost feel like I should, but she keeps saying, like, no, it's fine. So I don't know. I guess I'm just going to leave it.
Yeah. Yeah. It sounds to me like you know you're wrong, and hopefully the confession made you feel better about just getting it off your chest.
Yeah, for sure.
Thanks for calling. Thank you for everyone for their confessions on Confession Wednesday.
You know what I'm realizing?
What?
Either a couple things. This is sad. Either my friends didn't like me and didn't invite me to the real party, and so I just, you know, just went to the school sponsored after party and went home.
Were your friends not at the
after party? Or they were just as not as cool as me. You know what I mean? Like, we were all just, like, not cool.
But did you notice everybody was at that school sponsored after party? Maybe that's just what everybody did at your school. Maybe Loren and I had different experiences. Or, like, was it just you?
And the chaperones.
Not everybody went. I just thought they went home. I didn't realize that people, you know, went out to go do
Roy Brown, a left alone prom story on Lifetime.
You know,
I was
Roy,
wondering why the cool kids didn't come.
But if I can play devil's advocate,
oh,
here,
hold on. Let's take a break and come back, because I think there's a lot more to this prom
story. I think so too.
And I think what we should do is, to prove to you that you might have done the right thing, is take after prom disaster stories.
Okay,
because we all have those to share too, Roy, and you might have been the smartest guy in the room.
That is true. But before we get to that, Kiss Cash Code, your chance at $1,000. Coming up in 3 minutes. Don't go anywhere.
Charlotte's number one. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
That man that you heard right there, his name is Roy.
Yes, hi.
And he discovered during our Confession Wednesday segment about 10 minutes ago that there are such things as prom after parties that aren't school sanctioned.
Yeah, I thought after prom was the thing that everybody went to after, you know, with the school. I didn't realize everybody went to hotels.
Now, I just want to draw something to your attention, Roy, because there's a story that you're not telling here that I've heard you tell it before, but you forgot to buy your prom date a ticket to prom. So maybe, just maybe.
That was so bad.
Prom wasn't meant to be for him.
I'll never be forgiven.
I'm thinking maybe karma came back around and nobody invited you to the real after party.
I told Kayla that we're going as friends. And I thought that was assumed that she would buy her own ticket. So we were at dinner, and somebody said something, but she realized I didn't buy her ticket. Oh, man, was it bad. It was bad, because it was like four guys and four women. All the women went to the bathroom at the same time.
We'll be right back.
And I was like, oh, that's kind of strange for them to get up so abrupt. Uh-huh.
Everybody but Roy's date comes back. Yeah. Like, she's not going.
Oh, so bad. But yeah,
did you have to scalp one?
I had to go, like, talk to the principal and explain the situation. It was a whole thing.
Holy cow. Prom disaster stories. This is Taylor in Lake Wylie. Hi.
Good morning.
How are you?
Fantastic now.
Good. Well, tell us and tell Roy, who didn't really live it up on prom, what he missed.
Well, I lived it up before prom. We had a group of like 30 of us who were meeting at a friend's beach house, taking a party bus to prom, and then going back to the beach house. Well, on our little hour drive to the beach house, I was trying to impress my date and decided to flip back a bottle of Cherry Burnett's vodka and didn't make it to prom. So I had hair done, makeup done, beautiful dress, and I'm passed out in the beach chair the whole time. And I woke up when everyone was getting home from prom.
Kids got party buses? I thought that's a thing for adults.
Yeah, well, I went to school outside of Charleston, so we had
access,
I guess. It was. Yeah, the pictures beforehand were great, but...
And let me tell you, on my other... Because you only go to prom for 2 years. It's like when you're a junior and senior. And one of my years, I was a cadet, and that was like one of the nights I had to work. So I was like in uniform and with a police officer. Mr. Narc,
At prom?
At after prom.
Oh, after prom. Oh, yeah. My God.
Yeah, well, so all the other students were like, what's this nerd doing?
No wonder you didn't get invited to an after Taylor. Party.
Yeah, they probably thought I was like Tattletale.
Yeah.
You're a Jump Street cop.
So I'm thinking that maybe all my friends went to go do something, and I just went home by myself. Let's talk with Anna and Gastonia. You're on the MRL Morning Show.
Good morning, guys. How are y'all?
This is awesome, Anna. I don't know. We've been together for so long, yet we always find to learn something about each other every day that we didn't know.
I know.
What happened to you? What's your prom disaster?
It was my senior year. I didn't go to my other prom. I went to my senior one. Me and my boyfriend were supposed to go. He had court that morning. Come to find out, the judge threw him in jail for 7 days activated sentence for reckless driving. And I ended up going by myself, driving myself, and I was supposed to go to an after party, and I just turned around and came home and went to bed, and then turned around the next day, went to go see if we can get him out of jail.
So, Anna, literally, when people were asking what happened to your prom date, you had to tell them?
Yes. They're like, where's your boyfriend? I'm like, he's in jail right now.
Wow.
Thanks,
that's
Anna.
Classy, man.
Thanks, Anna.
I can laugh about it now because we've been married 10 years and together 16.
Aww.
Oh, great.
Man, that's hilarious. Yeah. How was the jail picture? You know, your prom pictures in behind bars.
No, what's funny is I made a scrapbook and here's his jail picture and my prom picture.
That's awesome.
And you can laugh about it. You've got a sense of humor about it.
That's great.
You know, he was sitting behind bars, though, just seething.
Oh, yeah. Let's talk with Christine in Charlotte. Hi, Christine.
Hi, how are you?
We're doing well. Welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
Thank you. Okay, so it was my senior prom, and my boyfriend was 3 years older than me, so he didn't know any of my friends, and he put up a thing. He did not want to come the entire time. I finally talked him into it. Well, we went to prom, and we had, after the prom, our limo was supposed to drive us out to New York City, where we had like a sunrise cruise around the Statue of Liberty.
Whoa.
Well, we were getting ready to leave, and he just determined, he's like, you know what? It's Friday. I've been working all week. I'm too tired. And he left me. He had the limo driver drive him back home, and I went out to the city with everybody else and enjoyed the cruise by myself. And I was in the worst mood, too. I felt so bad. But, yeah, no, I was dateless for the rest of the night.
Oh, no.
At least you went on a nice boat ride. You know, at least she enjoyed some cool things.
I mean, Roy got to play with inflatables in his high school gym after the prom.
It was better than mine. And guess what? I was by myself, too.
Thanks, Christine. Thanks for listening to the MRL show.
Thank you.
Lacey in Spartanburg, good morning.
Good morning.
You heard Roy's disastrous after prom party. What happened with yours?
Prom went great. We were supposed to have a small get-together in a housing development with one of our friends, and the friend's parents were completely okay with it. They had left to go out of town for the weekend. The party got so big in the housing development, cars were lined up out to the main road.
Oh, boy.
And it only lasted like 3 hours, if that.
Only.
And cops ended up getting called, and of course, everybody screamed. So I'm not really sure what happened with the girl that had the party at the house, because there was a lot of alcohol there, but...
Ooh.
Once we saw the blue lots, people got in their cars and they were gone.
Ran.
Yeah.
I love that you never checked on that person ever again. You just totally bailed.
I'm sure it ended up being okay because she never mentioned anything when we went back to school on Monday. So.
Yeah. Thanks, Lacey.
Must be fine.
And, you know, let's not forget the confession that we got 10 minutes ago. If you didn't hear it, an older sister bought the alcohol for the younger sister. And we don't ever want to judge on Confession Wednesday because that's not what it's about. But, a lot of people do that. And a lot of people get in trouble for that. So you just got to be careful, right? One more.
Hello, Aaron and Charlotte. You're on the MRL Morning Show.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
So I had a before prom, actually twice, dress malfunction. My junior prom, I kind of walked out of the room and revealed, hair, makeup done, everything's ready, here I am. And the back clasp of my dress completely broke. And I had to catch the front in front of everybody and ran back into the room. And my mother saved my dress with a silver braid twist tie. And it held all night long.
Yay!
That's awesome.
That's great news.
Yeah. So my senior prom, all the girls left the beach house to go get your hair, makeup done. And as we were trying to get back to the beach house, we could not. The traffic was so bad, so we diverted and went to the park where we were all taking pictures and had to give all of the boys the responsibility of grabbing all of our dresses, all of our shoes, all of our jewelry, everything we needed to bring back to the park. And me and four or five other girls changed in the bathroom at the vitamin store.
My God.
And that was successful.
See, Roy? See what goes on?
Yeah.
In the
I don't
world?
Know. You know what? You know how I feel? It's the same feeling like how I ended up not doing spring break. And so I never got that experience. Mm-hmm. I feel like it's something I'd missed out on.
Yeah. Yep.
I kind of want a disaster story. I want a prom disaster story.
But we're in the middle of school prom season right now, so jump into one.
It's creepy if I go to a prom now.
Yeah, if you crash a prom.
Yeah, I'm too old for that.
Lauren's going to update us on the very latest in Hollywood with the Dirty on the 30 in less than 10 minutes.
Now it's your turn. Study 5-1.
What do we have here?
Buddy,
Essex
Bar and Bistro brought their Bloody Mary bar for you.
For my birthday?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, happy birthday.
Guys, thank you so much. Thank you to Essex. Thank you to everyone.
Oh, thank you.
Greatest birthday gift ever. The only thing that's concerning is I love you guys. You're my family.
Uh-huh.
My real family, besides my mom and my brothers, my wife, I have not heard from.
Really?
Nobody's called?
No happy birthday message, no Bitmoji, no
nothing.
See,
now you know.
No
FaceTime. We're the real deal, bud.
It's now 8:26, and my wife is in New York. I get it. She's at a work function, but still no good morning and happy birthday.
We got you the cake.
Yeah.
Bloody Marys.
All right. Thanks, guys. This is awesome. You might hear Nicole in the background whipping up the Bloody Mary
while Loren
does the Dirty
out.
On the 30.
Okay, so we're still awaiting that royal baby name. And from what our sources are saying, that it's supposed to happen at some point today. But there's this big festival going on right now. So they're trying to wait for that to wrap up before they release the name so one doesn't overshadow the other.
Sure.
So we'll still be looking for that. Okay. So... Oh, where did it go?
Oh, you
bring
lose
it back
your
up.
Oh no.
Oh boy.
Stretch.
Okay.
There
nope,
you go.
Here we go. So there's something
that
Beyonce does. There's something that Beyonce does in all of her photos, and there's this whole conspiracy theory around it now. So if you ever look at a picture of Beyonce, she kind of tilts her head to the side
you
in almost every photo.
Touch quieter. I mean, I know you're building it, but
she's giving the ambiance of the party in the studio.
It really is. It's like we're at a bar. All right, go ahead.
Okay, so did you ever hear what I just said?
No. Yeah, something about Beyonce.
Yeah, tilting her head in photos.
Yes, yes.
She does it in almost every photo, and people are like, why does she do that?
She has an angle, a side.
Yeah, well, no, there's a couple conspiracy theories. People think that maybe her earring is too heavy, that she has breakneck from taking too many selfies with Blue Ivy.
No.
And my favorite is that she's just too tired and exhausted from all of those dance moves to hold her head up.
Maybe.
I thought that was kind of funny.
Yeah, that is funny.
And Lance Bass from NSYNC, he is the newest producer for a documentary that is going to shine light on the dark side of boy bands.
Mm.
So this will, it'll kind of revolve around the creator of the Backstreet Boys and NSYNC, which is Lou Pearlman.
Yeah.
And he is heading the front. So this will be on YouTube Red whenever it's ready.
Great.
Yeah. I've got a What Lauren Likes for you.
Yes. We love this part of the show where you find out what's hot, what's trending, what does everyone like, what does Lauren like.
So I love this. It's a frame. It's called Skylight. And each frame is digital and has its own email address.
Okay.
So if you give it to your mom and you want to share pictures of an event or your kids every single day, all you have to do is take the photo and email it to the email associated with the frame, and it will automatically go into the frame.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, so like your family can have new pictures of your kids every day. If you have an event and you want everybody to email those photos, they can all go right to the screen at your party.
That's really cool.
Yeah, I think it's a fun thing, and we'll have more details for you up at kiss951.com.
I'm starting to think that producer Nicole could be like a bartender at Essex Bar and Bistro. She is making those Bloody Marys very fine. Good job.
Making five of them. Who's getting the fifth? Oh, Joaquin, he can drink now. He's an employee, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Coming up, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we got to help out someone who sent us a Facebook message. See, at Christmas, she told her boyfriend she'd never been to Disney, so he went ahead and booked the Disney trip for Memorial Day weekend. That's the good news. The bad news is the spark is kind of dying. She needs a little help on what to do. Maybe it's an unqualified advice from Roy. That's what I'm smelling.
Okay.
Coming up in less than 10 minutes.
Hey, want to get Charlotte's Morning Show? Maney, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
A lot of times, Roy, we do unqualified advice with Roy long before it's this time. So a lot of people that listen ordinarily around 8:30 don't ever hear it.
Yeah. Yeah. So we typically do it around 7, but it's a segment where, you know, I ain't the most qualified person. I dropped out of college and I go to the doctor a lot. You know, I have issues. So then when people come to me for advice, we call it unqualified advice.
He's got no credentials. He's not a doctor, but he does go to the doctor a lot. He's not qualified in any way to give you any advice. But if you want it, you can have it. Here's unqualified advice from Roy.
Why do I even need to explain it? That guy did a good job.
While sipping a Bloody Mary in honor of my birthday from Essex Bar and Bistro, right?
Yep.
Thank you so much, you guys, for bringing that in for my birthday. Lorraine, we got a message from, I think, Kylie, her name was.
Mm-hmm. Do you have the message?
I gave it to you.
Hmm. I never got the message. Oh, okay. You just threw it at me. Okay.
Sorry. Yeah, we printed it off. It was a Facebook direct message.
I was like, All right. She said, Kylie said, Roy, I need some help. My boyfriend of about a year is a really nice guy, but I'm just not feeling the relationship anymore, and I kind of went out. She said, the thing that makes it complicated is that his parents bought us a trip to Disney World over Memorial Day weekend. Mm. This was a Christmas present, and I really want to go. I just wish I didn't have to go with him. She said, would it be worse to break it off before the trip or leave him when we get back?
Well, you know, we've taken phone calls on the show before from people that only date people to use them for what they have, like a lake house, etc. Which, by the way, if you want to hop in on unqualified advice, please do so. Call 704-570-9595 because you're probably going to give way better advice than me. So it's an all-expense-paid trip to the place that she really, really wants to go, but she just doesn't want to go with him.
Right. But it's already paid for, like you said, yeah.
And it's his parents that bought the trip for them for Christmas.
I'd go. I sure would go.
With him?
Yeah, and I break up with him after when I got back. It's already paid for. Well, I mean, what are they going to use that ticket on anyway? Might as well go and enjoy myself.
But maybe it's not as enjoyable with him. She said she's not feeling the relationship anymore and she
Disney's
wants out.
Disney's a magical place, Loren.
Maybe they can rekindle at Disney.
That
I
is
have
true.
Seen relationships bounce back after a trip.
Right. Maybe the Disney's is what fixes it. You know, being at the castle, seeing the fireworks, hanging out with that duck.
He'll become your prince again.
Donald.
Yeah, whatever.
704-570-9595. What advice do you have for Kylie who wants to go on this trip that's already paid for with her boyfriend, but she's not feeling the connection with him anymore? Does anybody have advice? Like, has anybody been in that position where you would say, don't do it, it was a bad idea? Or, yeah, you should do it because, like Loren said, you could rekindle.
Yeah.
Yeah, you could rekindle and you get the trip that you've always wanted.
Your advice is to go. That surprises me. I thought for sure you would say, don't. You're going to be miserable.
Well, my thing is that the parents bought it and the tickets already, everything's already been paid for. So in my mind, I'm thinking if she doesn't go, they just have like an empty seat.
I have a whole master scheme.
Okay.
Make sure that you have friends, like have your friends plan a vacation at the same time you're going to be there with the family.
That's cool.
Then,
yeah, it's going to be a lot, though, now to get to Disney.
I don't know.
By Memorial Day?
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, but maybe her friends can drive down and I'll get a hotel room together. And then she'll have somebody to, like, hang out with at the park.
Right.
Yeah.
That's really blowing them off, though.
This is our friend Tina, Mama Porter. Hi, Mama.
Hey, how's everybody doing?
We're doing really well.
How are you?
I'm doing great.
Good,
I'm
good.
I'm to work in this rainy weather.
Was it raining out? We didn't even know.
It's
been raining in North Shore. I know that.
Get there so early.
Yeah, it is raining here in South End. Who knew? What kind of advice do you have? Do you agree with Roy that she should go?
I think she should go because she really might rekindle. You never know.
And at the very least, they can maybe amicably break up afterwards.
Right.
But he's going to be mad at her. He's going to be like, you just stayed together with me.
Well, as long as she doesn't really use it like that. Like, here's my thing. If she doesn't go into the trip, at least with the idea, maybe we could get this to work. Like, if she's going into this trip going, I'm definitely breaking up with him, that's kind of messed up. That is just using him. But if you just go into it and you like, well, let's see what happens. You know, I really don't like him right now. Maybe things will change.
Okay.
And she shouldn't break up right when she gets back. If she still doesn't feel it, she could just, like, slowly just stop talking to him, you know, like all right. A little bit at a time, you know.
It was a gift.
Okay. All right, Mama Porter. Yeah. Tell Austin we said hi.
I will. I love and miss you guys so much.
Miss you.
Miss you.
All right, yeah, come on up.
Today would have been the day, man. We got the whole Bloody Mary bar in here with bacon and shrimp.
Yeah,
and
every day is my birthday.
Yeah.
Can we make this the official birthday party of the MRL show?
I would love that.
I think you're next, aren't you?
Who's in June?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, screw birthdays. Can every Friday we have
the Essex
Bloody Bar.
Yeah.
Bloody Mary Bar.
Sam and Monroe is on hold. We'll get to her and a couple more phone calls. Did anyone ever go on a trip, even though they knew at the end of that trip the relationship was over? 704-570-9595.
Now it's your turn. Join the Kiss 95.1.
You know how you know you're a dad? How? And, like, I'm the suburban dad on the show. Today's my birthday. I told my wife on Sunday, all I want for my birthday is a new lawnmower.
Yep.
But, you are dead. I don't know. You know, it's what happens when you move out to the burbs, right?
I mean, I don't know. I live in the burbs.
But you think Dallas would be into that?
Like, into what
would Dallas want for his birthday, his ultimate gift?
Oh, he's in quiet? I don't know.
A job like he finally got yesterday. Good for him.
Massage. I don't know.
Yeah, a massage. Well, anyway, thank you guys again for bringing in the Bloody Mary bar from Essex. And lunch today.
Lunch today. We'll go somewhere.
We will. We'll do something fun. A lot of people are on hold, Roy.
Yeah, for its unqualified advice, trying to help our listener friend who her boyfriend, who she's currently not really into right now, has a paid trip to Disney. Should she take it? Or should she not? She doesn't even want to go with him.
Yeah, how hard is that? Hi, Sam and Monroe.
Hello, how are you guys?
Excellent, excellent. Celebrating my birthday with fellow Tauruses today, so that's good.
Yes, happy birthday.
Well, thank you. So you went through the same thing with your man, huh?
Yeah, so we've been together for 3.5 years now, but before the trip, we were together about 3, and I did not want to go at all. We were having a lot of issues. And my friends talked me into going, and so we went through some rough patches on the vacation, but we came out, like, better than ever. So I definitely think she should go.
So you think that it's a possibility they could rekindle something?
Of course.
Okay.
Thanks, Sam. Someone agrees with you, Roy.
It is the most magical place on Earth.
That is true.
Miracles happen.
This is Heather and Charlotte. You're on the MRL Morning Show.
Good morning.
Hey, Heather. Go ahead. What do you think?
I can tell you from a logistics standpoint, I own a travel agency. Disney is non-refundable within 30 days, and her ticket can only be used by her on the airline.
Yeah.
She doesn't go. The parents are out the money anyway.
See, that's kind of what I thought.
Okay, so maybe they break up ahead of time and decide to go just as friends. What's wrong with that,
too? Oh, that's awful, Loren. That is the worst. What? Oh, listen, listen.
I can also tell you, I have people all the time who call me and say, oh, I'm fighting with my boyfriend. I don't want to go on this trip. I tell them it's non-refundable and that they ought to just wait it out. And 9 times out of 10, they work it out before they go.
Yeah.
Hey, Heather, have you ever had to book someone off the trip because they got into a fight on the trip?
I have actually had to fly someone home because they broke up on their honeymoon.
Oh, no my gosh.
Way.
Oh, man.
What?
And yeah. Thank God they had insurance, so they got reimbursed.
There you go.
Yeah, I've had it happen.
All right.
Note to self, buy the insurance.
I'm into that.
Thanks, Heather, for chiming in, an expert.
Okay, let's talk with Manny.
Not to be confused with Manny.
And Charlotte. Hi, Manny.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
We're doing really well. Everyone confuses Manny with Manny all the time, so it's very interesting that you're on the phone.
Yeah, I get it all the time. Everybody's like, oh, you're on Kiss 95.1. I was like, I wish I was.
No, you don't. Waking up early stinks. Actually, I love these guys. I mean, come on, we're drinking Bloody Marys on my birthday. Who could be happier?
I know, right? I wish I was not going to work and hanging out with you guys over there.
What do you think, Manny, about this situation that she's in?
Honestly, I think they should just go and, I mean, because there's situations where people just rush into relationships and then they don't think that there's really going to be an opportunity for it to work out. But I honestly think that in a relationship, there's always these consequences that you're going to fight if you run into it early. But if you go off and spend alone time, like I think they will, because they're not going to be with the family the entire time. But once they get off into the alone time, they'll probably explore different connections and then rekindle the things that they didn't think they could.
Yeah.
All right, okay. Thanks, bud. So a lot of people are saying rekindle and that they should go.
Let's talk with Megan in Indian Land. She has a different opinion. Megan, you're on the MRL Morning Show.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. What do you think, girl?
I'm going to be the bad guy, and I'm going to say she shouldn't go. I think that a vacation's all about who you spend the time with. And if she's really thinking that she's willing to give up a Disney trip to break up with this guy, if she's thinking that from the beginning, I just wouldn't go. I would want to go with my friends and enjoy my time there, especially since it's her first time.
See, but that's kind of punishing yourself, I feel like. If it was a gift to you and you had it, why not go?
Right, but, like, it's super selfish to go if you're thinking about breaking up with this guy. You're going to piss the parents off when you get back and be like, God, we just spent all this money on this girl, and now she's breaking up with our son.
Right.
Sorry, I was mixing my Bloody Mary. She's against it, and all for good reasons, Loren.
Yeah.
I see, I'm on your side, Meg.
Well, I mean, either way, she's, you know, it's going to suck. But she has a month, so maybe he can find some friends if they can.
Can't do it. The travel agent just said non-transferable.
Yep.
Yeah, that's a doozy.
I say break up ahead of time.
Thanks,
and Megan. And try to take the trip as friends. That way there's no miscommunication on what's expected.
All right. There you have it.
I kind of like doing unqualified advice at this hour. It's a whole new audience.
True. We usually do it at 7 a.m. and you're not awake. Roy hits the show about 7:30, right around Can't Beat Loren.
And then I start crashing around 8:30. So
yeah. And then he's done at 9. We got a good hour with Roy. He's alert and ready to go.
Oh, man.
You know what? Let's do this because we had Manny on the phone. And yeah, you did say, Roy, that a lot of people confuse my last name, which is Manny, which is the name I use on the radio because everybody calls me by my last name. It's just natural. A lot of people say Manny.
Yes.
Well, Manny said that people say to him, oh, you're on Kiss 95.1.
Right.
That's frustrating to me.
That what? People are recognizing him and not you?
Well, just goes, hey, no. He says, hey, my name is Manny. And he goes, oh, they go, oh, you're from Kiss 95.1. Do I not do a good enough job at saying Manny?
You know, I just think we're in the South, and a lot of people just have a hard time saying,
pronouncing
Manny.
It.
Even our video intern.
He called you Manny today.
Sometimes he calls you Manny, but I think maybe it's just his accent.
Yeah. Well, let's do this. Because somebody brought this up on our Facebook Live on Kiss 95.1's Facebook page a while ago. Her name is Desiree, and she says, people say my name, Desiree.
Desiree? Mm-hmm.
So what's your name, and how do people pronounce it? 704-570-9595. We'll take your phone calls.
The Roy and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
How about $1,000 bonus just for listening to the MRL Morning Show and listening to Kiss 95.1? Because that's what we're doing for you. You don't even have to work for this money, you guys. You can win $1,000 five times a day with the Kiss Cash Code.
That's simple.
Listen this morning at 11 a.m. Your next shot at $1,000 with our girl Cameron. Who, by the way, if you see Cameron's name, you know it's pronounced Cameron. I don't know if you can mispronounce that name, although...
Yeah, it seems pretty simple. Yeah.
Straightforward, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But Manny is not. And I think the difficult thing for people is when I introduce myself, they don't realize that Manny is my last name.
Right.
And when I say Manny, they automatically go Manny because nobody's first name.
Yeah.
Everybody messes up Loren's name, too. Like, if we ever get fan mail, they butcher you two. But I'm always the one that gets it correct.
Yeah.
Right.
You know what I tell people? That like, Manny, you need like a catchphrase. Like, Manny, like, I'm a maniac. And then people will remember that. Because I tell people Loren, like, Sophia Loren.
Yeah.
And then people remember how to say Loren.
I say the month in the body part, Manny. But even when I was in school, people would be like, Steve Manny.
Yeah.
You know? It's crazy. So, what's your name? And what do people say? How do they mispronounce it?
All right, let's bring in, this is Felicia and Charlotte. Felicia, you're on the MRO Morning Show.
Hello.
Hello, I'm hoping I didn't butcher that name.
No, it's Felicia.
Yeah. Yeah.
What do you get, Felicia?
Well, my name is spelled F-L-E-S-H-I-A, so people call me Fleshia or Felicia.
Okay.
Yeah.
I could see the confusion.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because we don't have it spelled like that. We have it spelled like, you know...
Yeah.
Felicia.
F-E-L-I-C-I-A.
Yeah. Do you correct it?
Yeah. Sometimes. I do men's hair, so a lot of men like to use it as a joke. Like, bye, Felicia, when they know my name.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. That's good. All right. Thanks, Felicia. I'm tired of correcting people, too. That's the other thing is when someone says, hey, Manny, I'm like, eh, okay.
Right. And sometimes it's like coworkers we've worked with for years now, and you're just like, well, I'm not going to fix that.
I'm done correcting.
It's been years. You know what
exactly.
I mean? There's no need to fix it. Tara, or is it Tara?
Yeah.
It's Tara. Okay. So, and I bet people do exactly what I just did.
Yeah, people call me Tara, or I've had people call me Tara.
Yeah. You know what, I don't know why I struggle with this, but it's Mary and Marie. I always struggle with when I see it written out. Mary is with a Y, Marie is with an IE. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Right.
But in the moment, I'm like, this is Marie. Mary.
Yeah, we have to write things phonetically. Producer Nicole does, too, for Roy and I to read sometimes off the call screen thing here. But thanks, Tara, for calling. How about this one, Roy? Good luck.
Okay. Oh, okay. This is...
you can do it, buddy.
Josu.
It's Josue.
It's wait, what?
Josue.
Josue.
Not to be confused with Jose.
Exactly.
Not Jose, but...
Josue. They're always saying it different.
Josue.
So every time they say it wrong, I got to tell them, you know what? To make it easier for you, just call me Josh.
Call me Josh. No, don't let people whitewash names. You go by what you're called.
Josue is a cool name.
I'm Hispanic. You know, I got a lot of pride. And whenever they can't say my name right, you know, it just gets to me.
Yeah, I know. Mm-hmm. I know.
Just call me Josh.
All right. Thanks, Josh. How about this one?
Hello. I'm going to go with Kimiyoshi.
That's right.
Hey!
Ah, look at you.
Boom!
You always get it right.
I do?
You do. I be on Facebook Live, and you always get it right.
Oh, you're right. Yeah, I do always. I do see you on Facebook Live.
What do people call you?
Kimoshi, or they just jack it up all together.
Where'd you get that name from? It is such a...
unique name.
Very unique.
Yeah.
Right. It's Oriental, but I don't know what it means.
Okay.
My mom said that she think that my dad went overseas and met somebody with that name, then came back and named me that.
Right. That's cool.
It is cool.
All right. Thanks for calling. We're talking about... how people badly mispronounce your name.
Hello, Jasmine.
Hello.
So this involves your son?
Yes. Okay. My son is 7, and his name is Caleb. C-A-L-E-B.
How do people pronounce that?
Caleb.
Caleb. That doesn't even sound right. How do they not know it's Caleb?
Well, the worst way I've had it spelled is K-A-Y-L-I-B.
K-A-Y-L-I-B, Caleb.
Caleb. Yeah. That's like really spelling it out.
Yeah.
Yes, but his name is Caleb.
All right. Thank you, Jasmine.
Well, get this. My cousin, her name is Brittany Monsour, M-O-N-S-O-U-R.
Mm-hmm.
So everyone calls her Monsour.
Hmm.
And so, like, I remember being at her graduation, and they even messed it up there. They're like, Brittany Monsour?
Oh, no.
And it's like her big moment, you know? And it's like, no, it's Monsour.
Yeah.
Hi, is this Regina?
It is.
Okay, so how do people mess that up?
So they call me Regina.
You should wait. Hang on.
They don't.
Do they?
They're not like playing a joke, right? Like
the first
time it happened, I was in sixth grade, and they called me over the intercom of the whole school by Regina.
R-E-G-N-I-A. But if you took out the R-E-G-R-E and you just had G-I-N-A, that's Gina. That's how we say Gina in this country.
I know, right?
It's like 40-year-old virgin.
Yeah, I know. Guys, I can't believe people call you that. I'm so sorry. Oh, it's.
I'd like to keep going with this segment, but producer Joaquin is standing behind you, and I know that really.
Well, he's
hovering.
You know what? I don't. Maybe it's because I had a drink. I didn't notice it.
Oh, okay.
Now it's distracting to Manny.
Yeah, I've had one Bloody Mary, so I haven't.
Yeah.
Well, he wants to talk about video stuff,
right.
So he's standing behind me.
Yeah, waiting for the segment to end.
You know, we have a whole chair and like a table and place to sit on the
Bloody
other
Mary
side
bar.
Of the studio. Yeah.
He's going to stand right there. All right.
And he's staying there, too. He's not catching a hint.
Keep them up, you guys. Send them to our socials at the MRL show. Tell us your name and how people pronounce them. You got to get.